This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, it's time for episode 2 of Arc 11, Man Oh Man. I absolutely love the chase sequence at the back end of that first episode. It was really, really fun to do, and the crew was just so creative in the way that they dealt with it. And this next episode, I'm really excited for you to listen to because I get into some lore. If you haven't figured it out by now in the transition from Zach to me, it's like, I love some lore. I really do. I'm a sucker for it. I feel like whenever it happens in any, you know, famous property, I'm just like, gobble, gobble, gobble. Just give it all. Give me all the lore. I love it so much. And I hope that you enjoy it as much as me. I had such a good time making all of this. And speaking of lore, don't forget we have campaign 2 starting over on the Patreon very, very soon. So make sure you are over there. You can join as a free member and still get all of the juicy updates as and when they come out. So it is a win-win scenario. But thank you so much for being here. We love and appreciate you for listening to these episodes. Thank you so much for your support. But without any further ado, let's take it away. Past me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everyone. I am Jasper William Cartwright, and this is the 11th arc, episode 2.
Very good. Things are getting desperate. The 11th arc, the 11th hour, like that book with the mice.
Yeah.
Indeed. I haven't read that.
You saying, close to midnight, which is not good for us in this world.
Bad.
Interesting that the 11th hour has mice. I would have never guessed.
No.
It's like a kid's
book.
It's
a kid's book, yeah.
I weirdly just picked that up from a used bookstore because I saw it, and it was a book that I loved as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it because of the art, and even though I was aware that there was all these like codes and puzzles, I was too young to actually solve them. So I just like knew that there was a puzzle to solve and didn't know how to do it. Never got any closure on it.
Did you open the seal in the back?
I didn't.
Me either. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have it now as an adult, and it's like, maybe I'll actually solve these puzzles for children now that I have the full context for it.
Invite me over, dude.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go and solve some kids' puzzles.
Yeah.
But no, we have the one and only, to my right,
Mike Trapp, playing as Turbine's Bizzlezing.
Woo! Opposite me, we have
Zach Oyama, playing Jin.
Have a last name?
We've maybe talked about it before, but I can't remember at the moment, so maybe just... let's just cut this little section out.
I also got remember, so that's fine. We'll cut it out.
And juice.
And two.
Jin David Schwimmer.
Jin David Schwimmer, yeah.
It's so perfect. Now I want to live it in because that was funny.
Oh,
shit.
No.
Don't make things funny. We want to cut Caldwell. Hey. And speaking of Caldwell, no, I can't say that because that's...
Speaking of Caldwell. Caldwell. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, to my left.
Hi, it's Caldwell Tanner, otherwise known as Sir Vissel Divinostra, court artisan of the Endless Hold.
Can I just say I love the name Divinostra?
Divinostra,
it's really
thank you.
Cool.
Divinostra. I always, when I'm making up character names, I always just go by like amount of syllables. So it's all about the like the pitter patter of the name to me.
Well, you are going to love what I have coming up for you, my friend. I love that. That is very, very fun and very, very cool. So let's get back into the adventure.
Pickle pie, pipply pop comes up to you.
I'm a little pickle pepper comes up to you.
Last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, Jin continued his quest to find the rest of the algorithm. Alongside his trusty companion, now known as Mr. Thomas, they found the town of Witherfront Haven, where they started to get a few strange looks because of the item that they were carrying. So they stepped to it pretty quickly, finding themselves Turbine Spizzlezink, who, a obelisk expert, was only more than happy to help them uncover the mystery of this strange object that they had. Heading into the Endless Halt after some commotion started on the town of Witherfront Haven, they were chased in the woods by Memento and Momo 68. two folks that seemed to be working on the side of the Midnight Sequence, big question mark, until a tree fell on Momo 68, seemingly rewiring some of its inner workings and unleashing the actual personality within, Servisal Divinostra. He immediately seized upon the opportunity to join our duo, and they set off into the Endless Halt to find the tip of the God Obelisk. And, after taking a fair bit of damage, they managed to escape inside before they were confronted by a glowing orb who called himself Nazak Hafus, the original inventor of the obelisks.
So you found yourself in this strange sort of glass room, and the hatch is still there below you, and this sort of strange floating orb has appeared and is now talking to you all, and has just revealed that the name of the orb is Nazak Hafus, and claims to be the inventor of the obelisk, of the first ever obelisk, so the original inventor. You can hear sort of like outside there is still like some commotion as the rest of these people are sort of making their way towards you, and I think noticing this, the orb sort of, are they your friends outside? Should I let them up or
no,
what?
No.
They're bad.
They're bad. They're bad guys.
They are perverts of innovation, enemies of art.
You see how hurt I am?
What, they did that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're the first people I've seen, so I'll guess I'll...
You gotta trust us.
Take your side?
You gotta. That's the way it works.
I think that for... Yeah.
If you are the creator of this beautiful tip of a spire, then I pledge my service to you.
Whoa, I'll take that. Okay. I was gonna on the fence about it, but you pledging allegiance? I'm there.
Do you have something I can kiss?
Yeah.
A hand, a foot, perhaps.
I don't have a. Nope. You can kiss.
I'll just kneel then.
You can kiss the floor, I guess.
I will kiss the floor.
It's you know.
Jin just sort of stares as a orb kisses the ground.
You just like,
wow.
I didn't expect it to have lips. That's wow.
They inflate.
Fleshy lips.
Oh God.
That was actually quite upsetting. He goes, okay, I know someone was sending me a signal about the self-defense, was that you?
Push turbine for
I'm kind of, I may be your biggest fan. I'm kind of an obelisk expert.
Are you trying to play it cool right now?
I am cool.
I'd strike the same pose I did before for Jin.
I can't argue with it.
This guy is very cool. He has a lot of good cocaine.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Look,
that kind of group. Uh-huh. Okay.
I've been kind of devoting my life to obelisks, and these guys have been trying to kill me. So I guess you know, you put two and together. Let's not let these guys in, and let's talk.
Well, okay. And as you say that, the hatch starts to close over. You see that this kind of blue light seems to kind of like flood off the side of the obelisk and sort of down and around it. Mm-hmm. And basically all of the kind of guys that were like running towards the obelisk, they seem to get like frozen. Like they seem to sort of start to slow down as the blue light hits them, and they completely like freeze in place.
Whoa.
And then the hatch kind of closes over.
I click the hatch open one time.
Mm-hmm.
I click the hatch open one time.
Okay. Yep.
Does it sound like was it?
It's so satisfying.
It's very satifying.
Very. Oh, wow.
Amazing.
That's actually silent. I'm making that noise just because it feels like they
got
should
it.
Be.
Never mind.
We were so advanced that it got to a point where we just didn't need doors to make noise. But then it felt wrong.
It's kind of unsettling.
Right.
But you don't hear it.
You need the feedback.
An infotainment screen in a car, I would have to assume. His eyes go wide and he doesn't remember what he just said.
Jim hustles out.
Would I know about the obelisks?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me a history check.
Shout out to the two crew. I will be invoicing you shortly.
Jeez, Zach, this is getting really...
We're done. The podcast is done. We all never recover.
Jeez, okay.
We all agree to these terms.
So I think...
You use a slogan, you have to pay $20,000.
Exactly.
Personally, I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting. The only person using the slogan is the person yeah. we have to pay yeah, to, you know. Oh, okay.
Oh, you can use it. Too.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take the same $20,000.
Can I get a little clap? No. Oh, shit. Oh God, damn it.
Oh no, that's yeah. my slogan. Yeah.
That's yours, dude. That's
oh,
yours.
Oh God.
Well, dude, just have a big pile of money in the center of the table, yeah. Monopoly style.
Oh, I really need to come up with a slogan. I'm losing money. I'm really losing money here.
Coming soon, Percy Jackson.
Oh, yeah, it's just... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Percy Jackson. That's what it is. So I think with a two... Do you have any sort of gigantic modifiers? I'm assuming...
One?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with a two, I think what you remember is, like, Obelisk Tech, I think, didn't sort of encroach on your life that much before you died. It was like a something that was kind of like bubbling up, and you'd heard other nations and things had like started to invest in this stuff. The stuff that you know now is that like the free thinkers were like that's their like almost like their religion was like, you know, was in service of some mysterious figure sort of person. You only ever heard them as like a voice. So he would sort of give them orders, and it usually had something to do with Yobelisk. But Memento would never really give you that much like information. It would just be a case of like you overhearing a conversation,
right, yes.
when Memento thought you were like powered down, basically in the corner.
I see Vissel sort of scratching his head at the stuff and just kind of do that thing, and just like, oh, let me show you around. Like, let me point out all the coolest out. Parts yeah. of this.
Yes, please.
Just start like pointing out parts of the obelisk, just like the terminology I've invented for it. Because who knows what it actually is? Like, this is the doohickey.
It seems like there's an expert here. There's the actual.
Well, sure, yeah. I'm just excited to share what I've learned and what I've found. Yes.
Jin's full body language is towards this orb of light, just like kind of shifting away.
You see the orb goes, no, that is actually called a doohickey.
Whoa!
Well done. Your passion is rewarded.
Doohickey?
Yeah, what's wrong with a doohickey?
Tell me more about this sproibledy doing.
Okay, this is getting a little scary now, guys. How do you know all these names, okay?
It's like, just... Okay. I guess I'm wrong. I'm learning.
I start squinging the scribbly doing.
Well done. I clap.
So can I ask? Sorry. What? How come you guys are here? Just I don't get a lot of visitors normally, so I just want to ask why you guys are here.
Well, I've been sort of going around to all the obelisks I can find and just sort of fixing them up, you know? Like, a lot of them have a lot of damage, and they're...
Damage?
Oh!
What?
Why?
Damage?
Damage! Oh, yeah. Damaged all the hell. Just totally smashed right the fuck up.
What?
Oh, dear.
Why? Yeah. Who did that? Why? That's... What?
So,
Is this news to you, that, like, all the obelisks are...
Yeah, that's bad. I haven't been able to contact the other obelisks for... coming up on 400-something years, but
kind
I
kind of a long time, right?
It was a... You know, it's like, you know, hiccup malfunction or something, but not that they were sort of smashed and broken. That's my whole life's work.
Well, I've been trying to get them back online.
Oh, well, that's cool and helpful, I guess.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Turbine.
It's
cool. Turbine.
I know this.
I'd strike the cool pose again.
I kind of like, I pull the back of your shirt and your buttons.
Let him accept the praise.
The deepest V I've ever seen. Yeah, it's... I guess I would say that. So I remember when, like 400 something years ago, I was around as well, and I was sort of frozen in time, and then I have come out of that sense, and I, it seems like there's a lot of stuff happened, and a lot of them got destroyed, but a lot of people just kind of want them now. They're sort of seen as sources of power, which they are. They seem great. They seem awesome.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm sorry. You designed the obelisk, and you were here when they appeared?
I mean, it was just I'm very old. I fell into a pool and got kind of frozen. My butt got kind of never mind. I woke up 400 years later, and I'm in this world. So I don't really.
And he's a champion of Zophine, which is pretty cool.
Wait,
you know
that?
No, hey, it's me. It's me, Tomas.
I mean, I know you know that. Sorry.
I was just telling, you know, just in case they'd forgotten, because it's pretty awesome, you know, that your champion is over.
It's actually crazy, because I died around 400 years ago and was brought back to life via this metallic shell.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, you were... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, I was offline, I was able to take a peek at a calendar in Memento's lab, and I was able to see how many years had passed, and I was shocked to find it had been so long.
Oh my God.
Since I lived in mortal flesh.
Oh, so you've been around us the same. That's pretty cool.
We're like the same. I have not. That's
You're
gonna. We gotta
so
talk. We gotta talk.
Right.
You're
yeah.
also old. See, like normally, I kind of feel like that would be offensive, you know, because you're like a kid.
It's kind of just a statement
but
of fact.
But it's just kind of true. Yeah.
Like
fact, objectively,
yeah.
You're both
old.
Really old. Yeah.
And you're old.
I was in a drawer for 450 years.
How different is that?
Yeah. I know the feeling.
It's probably not that different to being frozen in a pool. Oh, I'm also old, I guess.
Can I be honest? I actually am starting to feel a little left out, because it seems like all of you were alive 400 years ago, entered some kind of stasis, and then came back. It
yes.
feels like you're kind of bonding over something.
We are all super old, and I'm feeling a little weird about being so jazzed about your cocaine now.
Mm.
Because you are very young.
Is a child's cocaine any less effective than an adult's cocaine?
You are very talented. You're very clever. It's just, it makes me a little iffy.
When you talk to like a kid about something, like, I'm not a kid.
It's normal cocaine. Okay? It's good.
It's absolutely the good stuff.
It's
God.
It's top shelf.
We're getting distracted.
So, I'm going to go back to my original question. How come you guys are here?
I think the big headline for me is I'm trying to stop, and I don't know how aware of this you are, the Midnight Sequence.
The Midnight Sequence? You're trying to stop it?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're trying to stop it?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a thing that, well, I need to stop saying that I am a sort of generated imprint of Nazakaphus. I'm not like actually him, you know, and I'm sort of like a version of him from when he made me, you know. I don't carry the same memories or, you know, to a point. But no, the Midnight Sequence is good. It's at the top.
What?
It's at the top.
Jen just sort of looks up.
The top
now
of the
you
tip?
See that there's basically like the central spine. There's basically like there's like a little bit above your head. There's like a ladder that goes up and seems to sort of run through like another room, and then there does seem to be like a sort of like another hatch sort of at the top, which is currently closed.
And why don't one of you maybe, because I've been talking so much, maybe explain to Vessel what the Midnight Sequence is, because we all know.
Yes,
I just take an insight check on Turbine.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah, he absolutely knows. He absolutely 100% knows.
We got to bring Vessel up to
speed. Okay, thanks for giving me an opportunity to talk.
Yes, my information is spotty because I've been stuck working for Memento for quite some time.
Well, I'm not exactly a technology guy, so it's sort of a bunch of sticks put together that. Is bad.
Ooh, okay. I said you had this and you didn't. You really didn't.
But it was looking for. Should we show this guy this thing? What is this?
Normally, when you put a bunch of sticks together, it makes a house, and that's good.
Yeah,
that's architecture. I love that shit.
I think I'm probably describing it wrong.
I take out the.
This is. So the Midnight Sequence is looking for the rest of... Looking for this because...
Whoa. Sorry, when you say the Midnight Sequence is looking for... I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too what you're talking about. Because I'm up to speed.
The Midnight Sequence...
Well, explain it to him, please.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
so,
you.
As far as I'm aware, the Midnight Sequence is a harmless demiplane that I created...
demiplane.
So I called it... I called it Midnight because the sort of slogan for it was it's for those for whom midnight came too early. The idea was that it would be a place where you could basically send or have stored your thank you your consciousness.
Yes, well done.
If your body failed,
If your body failed, you could store a cut. So it's
you could go on living. You know, it's like a harmless place where your mind could go. And then you could be then put into a, you know, like this guy, like a another
perversion
body
of flesh, yes.
You know, well, another physical form, and then that would allow you to continue your life. That's what the Midnight Sequence is. I don't follow the. I don't know. You're saying the Midnight Sequence wants something. I don't understand how a demiplane could want something.
It's a demiplane, Jin.
Okay. Don't bully me for not knowing stuff that you know, Turbine. Listen, I don't really know how to describe it other than. I think it's aware, and it's trying to kill everyone.
Oh.
I think
is it possible, like, enough consciousnesses this is in the Midnight Sequence could sort of form their own meta-consciousness?
That feels like a... hold on a second. I'm just going to run some... Well...
Oh, so exactly that, huh?
And if you add the four... Mm. Okay, that's not great. Mm. That wouldn't be great. I don't know that that's the case, but that wouldn't be. I don't.
Should we pop up there and take a look, or is that Jin's now
you
suddenly
know,
awake?
Thinking about it as well, there might be. So, this room here, this is called the Pantheon Picker. I picked the name myself. Well, I didn't pick it, but you know, if you're looking for,
puts a hand up to like shield his eyes from Turbine nodding and pretending to be.
Mr. Thomas is just like hovering in between the two of you to try and block you because he can see how worked up you're getting every single time that Turbine is turned around and explaining like any word.
I mean, he definitely knows it. It's just weird.
Vissel is doing that thing that a dad in an art museum does where he's like taking too long on each plaque. I'm like nodding and like mouthing really loud. Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
I think the annoying thing for Jin as well is that Turbine's explanation probably are helping a little bit, but you just like really don't want to admit that that's
the case. It's just weird that you're kind of talking at the same time.
Well, we're kind of so in sync, you know.
Are
we're,
you?
We're both so equally sort of aware.
Okay, great.
It's what's known in the artistic field as vibing.
Vibing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, perhaps you could vibe with this room. You see, so I can't go... up there. My office is in the next rung up. So feel free to take a look around if there's anything that might help with this, whatever's going on with the Midnight Sequence. I don't. Mm. That's pretty scary. I certainly don't want any of that going on. So, so here, this is the Pantheon Picker. This is actually how I ended up making the Midnight Sequence. Mm. So I studied time. My thing was I wanted to I studied use of time-based magic, and I thought that I found a way to replicate it through technology, but on a small scale. You know, I could stop something from aging, or I could turn it back a little bit. But I thought maybe I could do it on a big scale. That was actually the original intention for the obelisks. I was gonna basically generate enough power with all of them connected together, almost like a relay, and it would give me the opportunity to basically mold time within Amalur, and we could, you know, stop bad things from happening and all kinds of things. It didn't really work. I kind of ended up discovering time as like a four-dimensional trackable thing that I could actually work out, basically. I could predict where things would be and how things would happen, but I couldn't manipulate time. So instead, I ended up shifting to making the Midnight Sequence. I thought, well, if I can't stop bad things from happening, maybe I can sort of lessen the effect of it. And this allows me to predict where different planes of existence are going to be at any one time, and allows me to sort of have a window into them. Hmm. I even spoke to a couple of gods using this. That's why I call it the Pantheon Picker, because it lets me see into those
gods,
planes,
yeah.
And then I could speak to them.
You just spoke to the god.
You know.
It's so annoying.
Thank you, Turbine. I believe you.
Jin's eyes truly glazed over. Like.
I believe you.
Vissel is weirdly listening to it through Turbine.
Interesting.
Very much like the way we're sitting around this table. two conversations at the same crossroads.
Remarkable. Tell me more, Turbine.
Oh, so it's called the Pantheon Picker. Pantheon being sort of a collection of gods.
Nazak?
Yes.
Can I talk to you over there for a second?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We can do a sidebar, yeah.
Fascinating stuff, Friend Turbine.
I'm doing the thing where, like, you know, you're at a party, you're talking to someone, you can tell the conversation behind you is way more interesting.
Yes.
you're semi-engaging with the one in front of you, but you're really...
Where are you going?
Listening in.
Talking to gods, huh? Wow.
Just try to listen in and just sort of kind of half relay.
This is like, tell me about these tiki drinks.
Now that's artistry.
The only thing I will say is that there's probably not a lot of juice left in the obelisk, so you probably can't get away with contacting all of the planes, so you might want to be, you know, particular about which ones you pick. Maybe do two. Three might push it. That might...
We can talk to that many planes?
Yeah, like, that's the point. I'm just saying, if you guys are looking for answers about this thing, I don't have the kind of capacity to go beyond the scope of my original sort of imprint. So, you know, I feel like I'm not a huge amount
of
help.
The simulacrum of an intelligence, right. That's... but you don't have any of the answers that the memories or things that
pertain to this, the consequences and the things.
The consequences of the things that happen. Yeah. I know too.
Don't interrupt him.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Sir Vissel.
So yeah, as you look around the room, let me just double check. One, two, three, four. There are five buttons, and underneath each one, there is like a little plaque with a name on it. So you see, there is Abyss, Entropy, Transition, Marvel, and Kronos.
Abyss,
Entropy, Transition, Marvel, and Kronos. And basically, this orb of Nazak Hafiz has said that you could probably hit like two of them. Three of them might run the risk of lowering the obelisks, defenses, basically. It's not kind of running at like 100% optimization right now.
Are there questions that you need to seek from these planes?
Well, there's a couple that I mean, the one that I wanted to talk to is maybe not even here.
Who do you want to talk to?
Probably want to try to talk to Zophine, but I don't know if I can even do that.
Who is Zophine?
God, who isn't Zophine? Zophine's sort of like the goddess of the forest that created the Endless Vault, but...
Oh, you could talk to Zophine, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Entropy.
That's... Oh.
Yeah. Zophine is a kind of a goddess of immense kind of natural chaos and kind of like the order that you see in nature. You know, it's kind of like it seems like random and chaotic and, you know, but actually like there's still the same patterns and the river still winds and the sea, you know, still behaves in certain ways and sand still sips, you know, that kind of thing.
Wait, but is Zophine alive?
Yeah, why wouldn't Zophine be alive?
I thought Zophine died.
What?
400 years ago?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Did everyone die 400 years ago except me?
I'll be honest, me and you.
Oh, cool, great.
Yeah, I'm with you, honestly, okay? This guy is coming in with a lot of revelations.
Feels like everyone's kind of mad at me, and...
I'm not mad at you.
Look, I'll be honest. I was just hanging out in my tent. You came in. Life got really weird for a second here.
Don't you like this stuff?
This is good. This is good. You can understand how things would be a little...
Yeah, yeah.
I got hit with lightning a couple times.
Same.
Yeah.
Listen, start over. I just want to say, stuff happened before you were born,
sure.
And that's okay.
Okay.
So are we good?
Such
are we
kid
good
mentality.
Fine.
I'm just like, okay, I'm not happy about
fine
it.
All right,
but okay, fine. Whatever. Hey, yeah, I thought Zophine died creating the Endless Hold. I thought that was...
What the fuck is the Endless Hold?
It's the forest out there.
The greatest realm
what
known
do you mean,
to
there's
man.
There's a forest out there now?
Yeah, there's a huge forest. It's like...
Okay, but I don't have any way of seeing outside of this place, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I heard a really loud bang about 450 years ago. Is that what you're talking about? Right.
What's become of the kingdoms of the Endless Hold?
Well, he wouldn't know.
I don't.
He doesn't even know the Endless Hole.
Well, I was asking you. You're clearly the most knowledgeable.
Well,
here.
Sure. So what happened to the Kingdoms of the Endless Hole?
What was the rest of that sentence?
I was just saying that they're sort of like
trailing off.
What? No, I'm just saying that.
So
like,
do you guys want to push one of these?
Oh, yes.
Sure. I'm gonna slam entropy.
Entropy.
Okay.
Wait.
So,
get out of here, kid.
You slam the button, and you see that behind. So where the button is, the sort of glass in front of you, sort of behind the glass, now kind of shifts. This sort of very kind of unstable looking like portal opens up, and it's like a window basically. And as you see through that window, you see this sort of multi-tiered kind of plane, a little bit like a Discworld type thing. It's like all one. It's sort of all very flat. And
how many turtles?
It's not many turtles, unfortunately.
Damn.
But what you see is these kind of huge, tall, like metal structures coming out of the ground. There are all of these. You see what looks to be thousands upon thousands, if not like hundreds of thousands, of Modrons just all over. And basically, like, there is like pits of fire that seem to be like spewing out lava erupts from certain places. They seem to be like building and constructing, and basically like it looks like the whole plane basically is like made up of this sort of melding of like sort of machinery and all of these like Modrons and everything. And you hear the orb is like, whoa, what the heck? That's not how that's supposed to look.
Lifeless, soulless creation, that is.
What is that?
That's Zophine's plane of existence. That's her.
You said that was like a nature thing?
Home, yeah. That's normally like waterfalls and big tides and you know there's like lava, but like, you know, from volcanoes, and you know, it's like heavy winds and thunder and lightning, and it's primordial, but it's not this. Yeah, no. This is new.
This is nasty.
Lacks innovation.
This is really bad.
So Zophine's dead then, huh?
Well, that's kind of what I was operating under.
So you kind of just had like your hopes like brought up and then just like dashed immediately?
Kinda.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
I put a little metal arm on your back.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of was hoping you'd get some answers, and that feels
That is an answer of sorts.
I guess, yeah. Wow, what the hell happened?
I think she maybe brought her... I mean, if the forest was created here, maybe she lost her footing in her world doing that.
I think at this point, Mr. Thomas will also sort of pipe up and be like, didn't Freya mention having some sort of vision of, like, all of these, you know, there was all of these, like, machines, and they were, like, fighting against, you know, people on this plane where there was all these trees, and then all the machines, like overwhelmed them and stuff. Like, kind of feels like this.
Ugh.
Like, do you think Freya saw this happening?
I think so. I mean, she must have. This looks kind of...
Sorry, just to clarify, Freya was a champion of Zophine that we met, like another champion of Zophine.
You don't know that.
Okay, fine, I don't. Right? Fine. Go ahead, tell me.
Turbine takes one psychic damage, realizing there's something he doesn't know.
No!
Yeah, this looks exactly... Now that you say it, it does seem like that.
I'm terribly sorry that my ill-sought mechanical brethren are destroying this realm.
It's okay.
Believe me, it gives me no joy.
I appreciate that. I think I understand where you're coming from. I don't think that you weren't always a Modron.
No. It seems that somehow Memento or some other foul being has taken my brain, my mind, my creative soul, my zeitgeist, and imprisoned it in this orb and forced it to work without its consent. So until you freed me by making that tree fall over, I was working against my will. It was merely using my creative power, my inspiration, as a sort of fuel for the machine itself.
That sounds Sorry to interrupt. That kind of sounds, that kind of sounds exactly what, not the whole doing stuff against your will, but like the whole putting a mind inside of a mechanical body that wouldn't age or decay or whatever. That was kind of the original plan. So if someone has messed with the Midnight Sequence, you know, reprogrammed it to instead imprison the minds and use them as a sort of fuel for mechanical machines that have now taken over planes of any sort of, you see the orb. The orb can't look around, but imagine for a second if an orb could look around. Two eyes appear on the orb and then look around. It goes,
oh, it's like the sphere in Las Vegas.
That's exactly what it looks like. Perfect. Love it. Love that. I hate it.
You too.
Las Vegas? if they, because this obelisk is connected to the other planes of existence. That's what the Pantheon Picker was designed to do, was to find locations of gods and be able to communicate with them and work with them and bridge the gap between us and them. And if they've managed to take over a plane of existence, I worry what's left of the others. That's...
Turbine, do you mind making some sort of... you're really good at this kind of stuff.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Is there a way that you could, I feel a little out of my depth. I'm picking one of the last ones, and sure. I'm curious if you have any way to like, kind of glean more before we make a choice, or is there anyone that like makes sense to you? You said the Kronos one.
I assume that's time related of some kind. Abyss sounds dark and demonic. I'll do a history check, maybe? Or
yeah, sure.
Arcana, what makes sense to you, do you think?
Go ahead and use a... Yeah, let's make this Arcana. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is like your version of magic, you know?
Nat one.
Wow. You do also still have an inspiration as well. So
That's true. I'll use the inspiration. That I'll re-roll that. I was thinking of something else. It was not much better, so I'm going to go ahead and put the bardic inspiration on top of that.
Okay. Which you can then re-roll if you need to.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hey, that's a good one. That's cute.
No need to re-roll that.
All right, so that's 17.
17, okay. So as you're looking around, and I think these have been named by Nazlakafas, you know, the people that created this obelisk, and I think that you're kind of looking at it from a logical point of view of like, oh, why would they have picked like those names? And there's like a very simple word to describe in some way the sort of nature of the sort of realm or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Zophim being kind of very kind of chaos and but kind of like an ordered chaos, etc. Like entropy made sense. And so you get the sense with abyss, you're probably looking at one of the nine hells. Mm-hmm. With transition, it seems like there's some sort of you are probably will remember or have heard referenced to a that like there is a state of transition between life and death.
Mm-hmm. I think of that death, the transition character.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know exactly who that is. Mm. And then Marvel, you get the idea that there's something about like the idea of like kind of it's spontaneous, instantaneous, like miracles or like you know, kind of moments of brilliance. And
the muses.
And then Kronos is exactly what you kind of would assume it to be. It seems to be some sort of reference to time and the sort of flow of it.
Right. And before we open another one of these, can I bring out the algo? And I know that there's a space that fits in on here. Is that on this level or is that on a different level?
No, it doesn't fit.
Okay.
It's beautiful, by the way. The sculpture you hold.
And can I just show it to this? We both know what this is for, but could you explain it to Abyssal?
Well, I'm glad that you know what it's for because I don't have a clue. I've never seen that thing before.
Yeah, what's it for?
What is it for?
You stick it in the console.
Okay.
Ah. All right.
What does it do?
So it's more of a tool and less of a piece.
What?
It's not a sculpture.
What's the console?
All right, so fine. I don't know what it does, okay?
One more psychic damage. No.
Shit, I'm losing all these 10 HP.
You know, it's okay to not know things sometimes.
All right.
You know a lot more than all of us.
Turbine's like, okay. Blood coming from his ears.
When you talk about using time magic makes me think of the Kronos plane.
Maybe sure,
that
yeah.
makes sense. Look, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, yes, and Friend Turbine here has this beautiful clockwork jewelry embedded within their deep V.
I button up again.
self-conscious. No, it looks cool. It looks good. Yeah.
You button one above, but then there's still one button on the middle.
It's weird how it's unbuttoned from there down.
I couldn't decide how relaxed I wanted to be, so I kind of just like went sort of like one sort of in the middle, and then I skipped a button, and then another one.
Nice.
But so it kind of just has, it's kind of got like the look of like, I don't know, sort of like a gut bursting out. I don't think it actually works very well.
Okay. I think that I think you're wasting time with the shirt. You should just go full vest.
Okay.
Just get like a nice little vest and pop it on over that.
I ripped my sleeves off.
Wow, look at that. Perfect. Okay.
This is the most important thing. Well, here's what I think. I think either we take a guess on one of these, and then I suppose the question is the time plane, if that's where it would have made the most sense to go, does that mean it's more likely to be infected with Motrons, or that it's more likely to be safe?
Mm.
I think it would be good to make sure that it's safe, because if the plane of time is corrupted, then that does not bode well for any of existence, I would think.
I gotta agree with that. That's a pretty true fact, I think.
I think so, too.
Do you want to
slam it?
Slam!
I wanted to slam it.
You slam
gotta do the last one!
You slam the button, nothing happens. You kind of like,
here, let me do it. I think you did it wrong. Slam!
You do it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Hold on. Let me use my hammer.
Well, it sounded cool.
Press on the outside, a little thing flew up the top of the obelisk.
You want a bear? Okay.
Huh, that's weird.
What does that mean? It didn't do anything at all.
I don't know. It means either it's either that it's unable to locate it, or it's doesn't exist anymore. I don't know which, though.
Hmm. That doesn't sound good.
Seems bad.
Hmm. Yeah. Does seem bad. Well, there's a couple others.
Selfishly, I would love to investigate the Realm of Marvel.
The Realm of Marvel sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It sounds better than the other two.
if the muses have been corrupted, then I worry for the very sake of art across realms.
Do we think it's a good strategy just sort of guess, or do we think we should try to find some information somewhere?
I don't know anything. I feel like death the transition, I knew a guy from there earlier, and if Sophie's dead, maybe it makes sense that they're there, but I think that also Marvel, maybe there's some, I mean, the idea of miracles, maybe that is a good place to check out as well.
Right. It might be fun to just watch, too.
Yeah.
Could be like a good show.
And do you think that this has used one of our things to try to press that button?
Oh, no, don't worry. That didn't seem to drain any power out of the obelisk. Okay. We're still running pretty hot, so yeah.
Let's try the Marvel one. I'm curious about that. I'm just trying to look ahead a little bit and hopefully...
Slam!
Hey! That was totally...
See that Mr. Tomnus, like, dive for the button and you just fully slap the woodpecker, like, ah!
Wow.
As this
wooden button
kind of portal opens up in midair and starts to sort of shimmer, you see that there is a throne in this sort of incredibly sort of illustrious looking throne room, which doesn't appear to have a ceiling. It's like just like the perfect sort of brilliant sky. It's like it kind of all goes up and sort of goes up so impossibly high that it just sort of blends in with the sky itself. And sat on this throne, you see that there is this figure, basically, kind of that takes on a bit of an amorphous shape. It's kind of like beauty is in the eye of the beholder kind of thing. It's like whatever your character would associate with being like the most beautiful kind of thing. Even then, it still doesn't feel like a person. It very much feels like an entity. It's kind of there. And basically the way this works is you can ask, this works a little bit like a speak with dead spell. There's enough power in this for you to ask three questions.
Wow.
So you can basically very explicitly ask this entity three questions. And you kind of feel that like in your mind of like, and it, again, very much in the same way of like, you have the opportunity to like being as specific as possible is probably the best way to like tackle this particular kind. So you see this angelic being, and again, it sort of the way it manifests is it's your ideal of beauty. And I think that face now will sort of look and simultaneously is looking at each, all three of you like, sort of really, you know, deeply, sort of, it feels like really deeply within your soul.
Turbine, do you have any water on you?
Of course, I traveled a full bar.
I need you to wet my face.
I cannot cry in this body, and I must weep.
I dab a little tears, right? Does Vissel have eyes? I don't remember.
Vissel has, yeah. They're like eye sockets. All like right, a robot, whatever.
Little drops of tears there.
God. Thank you, friend Turbine.
How are your lips so moist?
those inflatable lips are...
Yes, I don't know why this
they're not chapped.
Collagen reserves, but it does.
I don't remember how much Turbine knows about the Obelisk. Does he do I know how to... I know how to activate at least some of them, presumably.
Yes.
Do I know how to connect them? How to...
I think that was still one of the like sort of vagaries that you were working with, because there wasn't a... because there wasn't a uniformity to them across the board. There was only like a few things. And I think now that you're like piecing things together and you've seen these kind of like this potential like missing piece, you wonder whether like that has something to do with like forming that connection. Ah, cool. You know?
And we now know who created them. It's this orb. Or
the copy of this
orb. Yes. I'm trying to think through like, okay, what are the big mysteries of the Obelisk that have like yet to be unearthed? Does Jin have Jin's on his own quest?
I think Jin is coming from a lack of understanding from the technological world and is like an accidental kind of champion of the forest, kind of a big idiot who stumbled into this.
Hey, you're not accidental. You're not. Remember, part of the plan.
Jin is talking about himself in the third person, like, yeah, he's sort of an idiot.
A great artist once said that there are plenty of happy accidents.
Yeah. I like to think I'm a happy accident. In my most generous read of myself.
That's your most generous read?
Well, it certainly wasn't on purpose.
You just need to... Anyway, I kind of feel like we shouldn't leave this
this god waiting.
Oh yes,
being waiting. Yes. Yeah. So,
well, I have a simple question that I might lead with.
Great.
Oh, thank God.
I approach this godly form, and to me, it appears as the
this
tin
will just
muses
walks into the glass screen.
Yeah,
I kiss it with my big lips.
And to me, it appears as the tin muses, one for each finger, and they're all kind of like intertwined as like a throng of marble humanity. They're playing music, they're sculpting, they're painting. There's a little bit of fucking going on as well.
Sure.
And it is a sight to behold.
I feel like it looks like one of those horrific AI generated, like, you know, like the picture's constantly shifting and like really just like horrible.
There are like eyes where there shouldn't be.
Yeah,
those hands are not where they should be. Definitely not holding one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that, but as if it was generated directly from the mind of Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, exactly. It's the good version of that.
It's the good version of that, yeah.
Untainted by computers. So I approach this and I say, oh, great throng of muses. Oh, pure font of creativity, I must ask.
Fart of creativity.
I said font.
I think he said thong of creativity. I think
font.
Thong? I said font and throng, but you know fart and thong could
thong
work too.
Okay.
You know what? I accept all interpretations.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry.
The god is waiting.
See, well, the god just drums their hand on the
so many fingers.
Okay, now
you
said...
wonder a little bit what he was doing before we pressed this button. But...
So you see, now you've said thong, and that's all I can think about.
Please
now
don't.
All of the gods are wearing thongs, and it's honestly, you know what? It's very good that this body has no genitalia, because that would be a problem currently.
Okay,
you see that as you're receiving information, and it's shifting like the sort of images in your head. It's now sort of putting onto this person, so then now whatever vision
now
you're
I
imagining,
see it.
Yeah, now you see.
God damn it.
Wow.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, they're really up in there, huh? Deep in the crack.
Fight the fart.
What would happen if you farted while wearing a thong?
Don't ask the question. Don't ask that question. Don't ask that question. Yeah, that doesn't count. 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 We can find that out on our
I know
own.
The answer. We'd split in two and become two farts.
We know the answer. We don't have to, right, yes. Don't have to do that.
We know.
Trav, you have to roll me a persuasion check now to make me not count.
Count that. All right.
Curse my curiosity.
This isn't Turbine. This is you, Trav. You have to roll me a persuasion check.
Okay, I'm doing
God
it.
Damn it.
What's his bonus?
Traps go good charisma. I'll give you a plus four.
Great. Then that's 20. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? Okay. That won't count as a question.
Oh, thank God.
I think it would be like when you blow a blade of grass between your fingers, you know?
Yeah.
It would be like that.
Oh, that's kind of
nice. Yeah.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Okay. Yes, yes. Apologies. Apologies, O Muses. I have a bit of a selfish question, but I must know. Does my body, my original form, still exist somewhere in this realm or another? Or has it perished with the passage of time?
It is very, very, very gone.
I see. Would you allow me an auxiliary question, a follow-up?
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. Asking for an auxiliary question does not count as a question.
Shit.
Goddamn. Vizzle. Sir Vizzle. Get away from the god. Get away from the fucking god.
What if I kiss you? What if I kiss you?
Turbine just tackles Sir Vizzle.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. This giant mouth I'm trying to cover with tiny little baby gnome hands. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
I'm imagining your hands looking like a kid pushing into like a moon bounce on the... on the like lips of this creature.
One kiss per bonus question. One kiss per bonus question.
Rhetorical questions count, I'm assuming.
My apologies. My apologies. Proceed.
I don't have a better
How do we stop these Modrons from taking over a plane?
Fine question. One that...
It's better than, can I ask another question?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm still getting used to my mind being my own again. It's firing rapidly.
That's
There's
fair.
A lot
you
of
know what? That's
going.
Fair. I forgot. You got minds moving around. Mm-hmm. A lot to take in.
Guys. I guess if you don't want the answer...
No, I do want the answer.
Yes, the answer, please.
I would say that a friend of mine, his name is Maris... He exists in the in an abyssal plane. He's actually the only one that I know that's managed to stop it from happening to his plane. That might be a worthy place to ask, perhaps.
Thank you.
Well,
Can I
just say, it's very strange. Normally when I meet people, they just ask me for miracles, not questions.
What?
But I guess you could carry on if you want with these strange...
Okay, I'll ask for a miracle then.
Yeah, if that's on the table.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you...
Think about your phrasing.
Do I have to
grovel a little bit?
Now, this is for... I'm asking you two specifically, not the god.
Earmuffs.
Do I have to phrase...
A giant iron hands.
Just cover up.
Oh, it's you!
Thongs for the
Do
ears.
I have to phrase my ask for a miracle as a question?
I think it could be a request, right? Like, please do this, perhaps? Because then if you ask, like, can you make the mountains shudder?
Right.
You'd be like, yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, prayer is basically a question.
It's like when you ask to go to the bathroom in class, and you say, can I go to the bathroom? They're like, I don't know, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the plane of marvels for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Unearmuffs.
Oh, it's massive.
What? I can't
gesture. Gesture.
I don't have the same anatomy as you. I don't understand.
Oh, really? I see you as like a big obelisk with like really beefy arms and I guess wearing
really
a thong
big human
suit.
Ears.
And big human ears.
I want to see that too.
Is. Yeah,
it's so hot. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. I'm back. Hello.
Okay. I request a way from you to defeat the Midnight Sequence.
You request from me a way to defeat the Midnight Sequence.
Outside of the algorithm thing. Just, I request aid.
Are you adding things? Is like the addendums or?
Please? Absolutely.
Right.
Addending.
Okay. Any other addendums?
Should you guys have any other addendums?
If we can like tack things on, bullet points,
Clee.
It can be like a legal jargon. Mm-hmm. Like a bad bill.
I just add the word please.
Yeah. Yes, please.
I mean, if you could restore my body, that would be great, but that's, you know, that might be asking too much.
oh, this is a real like pork barrel bill.
Yeah.
like this is all part of the same law.
This veterans bill has a lot of stuff that has to do with
And public transportation.
Yeah. And rail workers get like an extra pension too.
Right. All of yes. Okay. And you have to plant 3 trees every time you cut one down.
Well, I'll call someone, and then as they say that, the portal closes.
I'll call someone?
You're going to put in a call?
Maybe we should have asked the question.
Hey, Rotators, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. I have been Jasper William Cartwright, your GM. This has also starred Zach Oyama, Mike Trapp, and Caldwell Tanner. If you've enjoyed this arc and you'd like to leave us a review, it'll help us find new Rotatos. And of course, if you would like ad-free listening, episodes in their full and glorious form, plus a bunch of extra bonus content like ArcBox, then you can go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, link in the description below. And as always, thank you so much for being here, you legends!